Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover and his coaches will dive deep into questions that you're asking. They understand the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis and still work every day on the front lines of real estate, with Jeff and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. In today's episode, Jeff Glover will begin his two-part series on your 2021 business plan. We will learn about the exact business plan Jeff and his team will be using as we head into the new year. Now let's hear from Jeff Glover.
Jeff Glover here, Glover U, coming at you on this beautiful day. We are jumping in, deep dive into the Live Unreal and Glover U agent business plan. I'm glad you're joining us today, and I know that this year has been a little bit of a different one, and different is definitely an understatement, and I'm excited to walk you through the exact same plan that I'm using personally as a producer in the field on the ground with you, and also the one that we are using with our team. So when I share the plan with you and walk you through each step of the plan, I'm going to be giving you instructions. I don't want you writing anything on the plan itself, because I have specifically laid out the document, which you should have received by now. It looks like this. I've specifically laid it out to have spots for you to take notes to the right side of the plan, so that way you can go back and complete the plan later. So that's why that is set up that way. So don't make any notes on the plan itself. Make the notes on the page just to the right of the plan. Again, my name is Jeff Glover. I'm with Glover U. What's interesting is, by the way, we had over 1,000 people register for this. And in looking at the attendance list, it's close to 50% of the attendees who have never attended a Glover U event before. Maybe you've listened to our podcast. Maybe you've did some research online. I'm not sure where you heard of this, but I thank you for joining us as I walk you through. So for those of you that know who I am and what we do, bear with me for a second while I introduce myself to those that might not. Again, my name is Jeff Glover. I'm actually from Detroit, Michigan. I've been in the business for 18 years. I am still on the ground with my people, listing and selling real estate every single day. I sell anywhere from 80 to 100 homes a year myself personally. And as a team, we do just under 1,000 sales a year annually. And I've been selling over 100 homes or close to 100 homes since 2008. And I am known as the guy who shares everything that I'm doing with our people as it happens, right? So there's a lot of great programs out there that you can follow. We encourage you to follow them all. And of course, I want you to pay attention to what you're hearing and what you're learning, because one thing you'll find when you follow many is that they're not on the ground with you every single day. So what I would encourage you to do is take notes, think abundantly, and learn as much as you can from whoever you can. But of course, pay attention to what you're actually applying and pay attention to the steps you're using. Make sure you're following a system or program that's led by somebody that's on the ground with you. We'd love for you to follow us. So without further ado, let's jump into the plan. First things first, again, you should have gotten the link for this. If you want to take notes on a yellow pad, as I so often do because I'm old-fashioned, that's fine too. Or if you want to take notes on your plan itself. Now, if you're wondering, where is my plan? There's a decent chance it ended up in your spam folder. So check that. Check your junk mail folder. If by chance you didn't see it pop up in your email, we sent that out just about an hour ago. If you don't see it, it's probably in your spam filter or folder, so make sure you go grab it. So go ahead and do me a favor and turn to the first page of the plan, if you will. I want to share with you first, because so many of you are first-time followers or first-time viewers, I guess, since this is video recording, I want to share with you some resources of where you can get a lot of the information I'm going to reference today. So from time to time, I might say, go grab this script, or go pay attention to this, or go watch this video. I want to make sure you know where to find all this stuff that I'm referencing. So number one, at the top, where it's got that little notebook there and a pen, I want you to write the word scripts. Just go ahead and write down scripts, S-C-R-I, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, scripts. And then right next to that, I want you to write the number 33777, 33777. Do me a favor, I'll make your life easier. Take out your cell phone. If you're not watching this on your cell phone, hopefully you're not driving, take out your cell phone and open up your text messages. You can send a text message to that number, 33777, and you'll get an exact copy of our scripts. 33777. Just put in the body of the text the word scripts. When I reference scripts, or when I reference going to the listing presentation or the buyer consultation or anything that I reference in relation to scripts today, that's where you'll find them. So take out your cell phone, just as if you were texting a friend or a family member. If you're wondering, hey, aren't you just trying to get our information? No, we already have your information, so there's no value there. Being silly, of course, but text the word scripts to 33777. You'll get an updated copy of our script book. I say updated because we update it annually. Jeff, why do you update your scripts annually? Because we use them every day and the market changes, right? So I'm not out there using or sharing scripts that were invented 10 or 20 years ago. I'm sharing with you what we're doing right now. Beneath that, I want you to write the term next to the little Facebook logo. I want you to write the term inner circle, right next to that, please. Inner circle. And while you have your phone in your hand, I'm going to make your life a lot easier. Open your Facebook app. Go ahead and take a second to open your Facebook app. And when you open your Facebook app, there's going to be a search bar that comes up. Many of you are already in the Glover U Inner Circle, but for those that are not, I'm going to give you the information on how to join for free. Why should you be in there? Well, because we're sharing all of our content, videos, scripts, systems, tools, everything in there. It goes in there first. So if you're in Facebook, you got your Facebook app open in the search bar, I want you to type in Glover U Inner Circle, G-L-O-V-E-R, the letter U, Inner Circle, and click join. Pretty simple stuff. We'll get you into the Glover U Inner Circle where you have access to all of our resources totally free. Next, with your phone still in your hand, many of you have a YouTube app. If not, maybe you just go to Google or just write this down and do this later. Whatever is easier for you, just go to Glover U YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that, be notified every time we post a video. Some people say, you know what, Jeff, I love listening to the podcast, but I'm really more of like a video guy. I like to see the videos, or vice versa. Some people say, I never listen to I never watch YouTube or never watch videos, but I love listening to podcasts. So if you go to our Glover U YouTube channel, you can subscribe. We'll pop videos on there probably once weekly. Next, I want you to go to GloverU.com/Gazette. GloverU.com/Gazette. That's the fourth one down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, next to the little notebook there. All right. That is the magazine that we produce 2 to 3 times a year. We only produce 2 this year because of COVID. Generally, it's 3 times a year that we produce that magazine. You can subscribe to that magazine totally free. There's no charge for shipping. There's no charge for postage or printing or anything like that. It's 40 to 50 pages of real and relevant sales and business information. We send it directly to your house or to your office, wherever you'd like to receive that. You can go to GloverU.com/Gazette to get that information. By the way, I was just handed a note. So we had, like I said, over 1,000 people that registered for this, and apparently we max out on the number of people requesting scripts. So they just handed me a new number. So for those of you that are like, where, what the heck, this didn't work. The number, if you go back up to the top, I have written down the wrong number. I have written down 33777. The actual number, so rewind that. The actual number is 55444. So for those of you that were looking to get your hands on our updated script book, which comes out every year, we update those. 55444. And you still text the word scripts to that number. So just as if you were texting a friend, a family member, you open up your text message. Yeah, you know, they said it was 5 digits. I don't know how it works because I thought phone numbers had to be 7. Plus, there's no area code, but they tell me it works. So try that again. For those of you that texted 33777, the number is actually 55444. Sorry about that. And make sure when you send the message, don't put anything else in the message other than scripts. Plural, S-C-R-I-P-T-S. Don't say scripts, please. Don't say, may I have your scripts? Don't say scripts, thank you. Just put scripts in the body and the system will do the rest. Last, but certainly not least, the Live Unreal podcast. So we've got over 60,000 downloads to this point. You can find it anywhere you listen to your podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, Apple Music, Podbean, wherever you listen to them. You may hear this term, and we're going to use it a few times today. The Live Unreal formula. We're going to talk about the Live Unreal formula when I go through the business plan with you in a moment. But what does Live Unreal mean when you hear this? For those of you, for 50% of our audience that are on for the first time. Live Unreal is our mission. It is why we exist. It is why, Glover, you exist today. It's our mission to make sure that everyone we come in contact with lives a life that's so amazing, it's almost unbelievable. By the way, you may have heard the term unreal used before. Unreal can be used in a negative connotation, or it can be used in a positive connotation. Of course, you've heard, oh gosh, that's unreal, or wow, that was unreal. We tend to think of the positive fashion, of course, and our actual definition of unreal is something so amazing, it's almost unbelievable. Something so amazing, it's almost unbelievable. And so from time to time, you'll hear us use that because that is our mission. We want everyone we come in contact with to live a life that's so amazing, that's almost unbelievable. And I'm going to share that formula with you today. Okay, good. We got the free resources out of the way. On the next page, I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I know a lot of people have been asking us. You've probably heard of our Live Unreal business planner. It's like it's invented by real estate agents. It's used by real estate agents. It's probably one of the more popular planners on the market. If you want that, you can go to gloveru.com/shop. It's a daily plan. It's a weekly plan. It's monthly business plans. I'm looking at it now. There's tons of good stuff in there. So I know from time to time, people are like, I just like to do my computer plan or on my phone or whatever. That's fine. For those of you that like to have the printed plan, you can go get that at gloveru.com/shop. Okay, let's jump into the actual plan itself. Go ahead and turn to page 3. If you're looking at the right document, it should look like this, 2021 Real Estate Agent Business Plan. Go ahead and turn to page 3, and to the right of that page is a place where you can take notes. And I'm going to encourage you, instead of taking notes on the actual plan itself, take notes on the page to the right. Why is that? Well, that's because I want you to go back and visit the plan. Okay, so let's start with section 1 of the Real Estate Agent Business Plan. Again, same exact plan that I use every year. We update this every single year. It's the same plan we use with our team. You know, people ask the question, Jeff, how do you sell 80, 90, 100, 120 homes a year and still do all this other stuff you do? I follow a plan. This is the plan I follow. So just like you're going to sit down and write this plan out, I sit down and write this plan out. Just like our agents who are selling 30, 40, 50, 60 homes a year annually, I sit down and walk them through this plan the same way I'm doing with you today. So let's start with section 1, 2020 projected results, all right? Some of these are going to be pretty self-explanatory. I realize we've got agents on here that have been closing deals for 20, 30 years. I realize we have broker owners on here. I realize we have brand new agents. I realize we have agents who are on teams. I realize we have agents who are solo. So I'm going to do my best to translate it into different forms of language for you so that way everyone has a good understanding. All right, so bear with me. By the way, the first couple sections, for those of you that are my high analyticals, you're going to love this, all right? It is very numbers and ratio heavy. My high C's and high analyticals, this portion is for you. To my high eyes out there, my high expressives, just hang in there with us, I promise. It's going to get fun and exciting again. We'll get there, don't worry. All right, section 1, 2020 projected results. By now, you should have a pretty good idea based on how many buyers you have in your pipeline, meaning buyers that you're actively showing homes to, how many listings you have on the market, listings you have in your pipeline, meaning appointments that you've gone on that you're just waiting on them to get back to you. By now, you should have a pretty good idea of where you're going to end up because, as you know, what you write in November will close in December, and what you write in December closes in 2021. So it almost doesn't matter what we do in December because that's always going to fall on 2021. And quite honestly, some of the stuff that you write towards the end of the month, maybe after Thanksgiving, could also fall in 2021. So let's take a look at section 1. I want to look at total income paid. I want to know how many closed deals. I want to know total listing appointments gone on. Now, listing appointments gone on, you might be saying, Jeff, I'm not good at tracking my numbers. Well, here's the good news. This will be your wake-up call. This will be the reality check. If you don't know the numbers to this, that's fine. You get one pass. These are the things that you want to track once you get into 2021. Now, of course, if you're thinking, well, I know, but I still want to complete a good plan, well, you can go and take a look at how many listing appointments you've went on just by taking a look at your calendar. But wait, I have to go back to January 1, 2020 and look at every single day how many appointments I went on? Yes, that's called business planning. How can you have a 365-day year, 250 to 270 working days in this business and not spend at least one day planning? Right? Think about it. We spend 250 to 275 working days a year in this real estate business, but we hesitate to spend one day to plan? come on. It might take you a day. It might take you half a day, but you can go find the listing appointment you went on. Then you can figure out how many listings you've taken so far. And by the way, at that point, you can figure out, okay, wow, I went on 24 listing appointments. I took 12 listings. Great. You're at a 50-50 ratio. I'm looking for you to determine how you're doing with your ratios so that when we're coaching you or your team leader or your broker, whoever is working with you, they can look at those ratios and it helps them to decide where they're going to put energy into helping you. All right. Of course, I should probably know my listing sold. Buyer consultations. Again, same thing with listings taken. Where do I find buyer consultations? Well, how many new buyers did you meet? How many new buyers came into your office? How many new buyers did you meet out at first showings? How many buyer consultations did you host? Well, where do I find that information? Go back to your calendar. It's probably in your calendar. How many buyer offers written? Oh my gosh, Jeff, the market's so crazy. So many offers get rejected. I have no idea how many offers I wrote. Well, do you use Dotloop? Do you use DocuSign? Do you use, you know, any one of the offer sign documents that are out there? You can go back and see how many offers you've written. And then I can figure out how many offers get accepted. Buyer offers written to buyer controlled sales. Well, in most cases, might be 50%. Hey, Jeff, I wrote 24 offers. Same thing. I'll just keep the number simple. I wrote 24 offers in 2020 and I got 12 accepted. Great. 50% of the buyer offers you write get accepted. That's good to know. So that way we can plan for next year. So we can figure out how many buyers you're going to need to meet in order to get buyer offers accepted. Average sales price, average commission check, average hours worked per week, present pendings, pretty self-explanatory. Well, Jeff, how do I figure out my average hours worked per week? I don't clock in and clock out. Well, you can look at your schedule. Well, yeah, my schedule on Monday, you know, it goes from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Is that my work day? Well, no. I want to figure out about how many hours you're actually working. Because from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you're probably not working 12 hours. You're probably working 6 hours or 8 hours or 11 hours or whatever that number is. I want to know on average how many hours. Jeff, why is that important to know how many hours I'm working? Well, because from there, we can look for efficiencies or inefficiencies. I have a lot of agents that join our coaching programs and say, Jeff, I'm not really interested in working more. You know, I know you talk a lot about working hard and having a strong schedule. I'm not really interested in working more. I'm actually interested in doing the same, or I'm sorry, in doing the same and working less. Awesome. Well, we can help you with that. What about average hours worked? Present pendings, present listing inventory, present buyer pipeline. Again, present buyer pipeline would be buyers that you're actively showing homes to. Well, what about a buyer I haven't shown a home to in, you know, 10 days? I would go back about 14 days. So if you've shown a home to them in the last couple of weeks, then that counts. Excuse me. Present buyer pipeline, total days worked, total hours prospected. Well, Jeff, I wasn't really tracking my numbers. Well, how many hours were you prospecting per day? Hours? How about minutes? Can we figure out minutes? Translate that to minutes. And then times that by how many working days? Total contacts, that's how many people you spoke to. Again, some of these, you may not know the numbers to them because you weren't tracking them, but that's okay. There's actually a lesson in here. And the lesson is in 2021, you want to track these things. Because if you're working with me, if I'm your coach, I'm going to ask you about these things. And if you say, hey, Jeff, I want to go from selling 8 homes in 2020 to 20 homes in 2021, I can look at these things and tell you what you need to do differently. And then, of course, one of my big favorites over the last couple of years, total added to database. How large did you grow your database? How many people did you add to your database in 2020? People that you met, people that you didn't meet, good exchanges that you had. Everybody should be focused on adding people to their database. So let's take a look at section 2, business sources pending and closed in 2020. Now, when I look up above at total closed deals, I had 24 closed transactions. Awesome. Where did they come from? Well, I had 12 from SOI and SOI referrals. Great. I had 5 from expireds. You know, I had 4 from Circle Prospecting around Just Listed, Just Sold. I had 2 that were referrals on social media that I received. And I had 1 from a mailing, right? Well, you didn't do any open houses. Oh, yeah, I did do open houses. Did you have any sales from it? No, I didn't have any sales from my open houses. So this is where you're writing a number next to the source, right? So if you had 6 sales from open houses, let's say, that were a direct source of the open houses you did, you just put a 6 next to that. Right? Next to open houses. So you'd put a number of closed units in each one of those sources. Now here's the deal. I've included, I think, let's see if I turn the page here. I've included 23 sources. All right. Everything from some of the basics that have been around a long time. And of course, a lot of the new ones that have come about, right? So for instance, when I look at ISA appointments. Not all of you are utilizing an inside sales team. So that would be like, for instance, an inside sales team. Referral sites, that would be like, for instance, Dave Ramsey referrals, or Agent Machine, or Top Agents Ranked, you know, one of those referral sites where they charge you a referral fee. Google pay-per-click, which is advertising, farming, hybrid farming, which, you know, if you're looking for a way to dominate a neighborhood, we always encourage you follow our hybrid farming method. That's out there online somewhere if you just Google it. Obviously, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, agent referrals, online reviews. That's been a big one for us. We get so many come list me's from that because we put so much focus on getting online reviews, which we cover a lot of that in our coaching. Just Listed, Just Sold postcards, video marketing, and Facebook lead ads. For those of you that are using a CRM such as Command, we've got a lot of KW people on today. We're getting a ton of Facebook lead ad leads. So I want to know where your business is coming from, closed business in each one of these sources, because then we can do section three, which is what we call the double down elimination activity. By the way, we're on page five of the plan, page five of the plan. The double down elimination activity, ready? What is it? Well, the double down elimination activity is where we take a look at your closed business in these sources from 2020, and we decide what source it makes sense to double down on. Now, what do I mean by doubling down? I mean doubling down on effort, okay, which under effort, it could be time, doubling down on the amount of time I spend in that activity. What else do I mean by doubling down? All right, it could mean skill. I'm doubling down on a skill. I'm improving my skills. I'm taking classes. I'm signing up for coaching. I'm doing something to improve my skill. Or I'm doubling down on money invested. So when we talk about doubling down on a source, I'm talking in terms of effort, which is also time. So for those of you that are taking notes, just put effort and then time in parentheses. And I'll give you some examples. I could be doubling down on skills, meaning I go to certain events or I sign up for coaching that helps me with these skills because I really want to get better at this source. Or I double down on money, meaning I increase my spend on this particular source. And I'll give you a couple examples. So let's first take a look at doubling down. I'll use a common one, open houses. All right, so if an agent tells me that they had 12 sales from open houses and I'm coaching you one-on-one, I'm going to ask you, number one, first of all, that's fantastic. That's one sale per month from open houses on average. How many open houses did you host in 2020? And if the answer is, let's just say for the sake of keeping things simple, you guys probably figured that by now. I like simplicity, not because I like simplicity. I'm just not that smart. All I know is real estate. This is all I've been doing since high school. So let's use the number 24 again. Well, I did 24 open houses to procure 12 sales. Not bad. You have a sale every other open house. That's great. How could we double down? That's a great, I mean, do the math. 3-4 hours, you know, sitting in an open house plus prep time plus drive time. That's still a really good return on your time. So how can we double down on that effort? Well, I could, of course, hold more open houses. Okay, so that's an effort piece. All right, how can we double down on your skills? Well, I could probably learn some new scripts and be a little better at my lead follow-up and be a little bit more aggressive at closing for the buyer consultation. Great, that's a way you can double down. What about spend? How can we double down on spend? Well, I could probably buy more open house signs. I can probably, you know, utilize balloons every single time I have an open house. Maybe I do a direct mail before I do an open house, right? So those are some examples of how you can double down on a particular source. Now, by the way, I'm not recommending that you double down on your number one source. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. A lot of times agents start to have a lot of success, you know, towards the third or fourth quarter of each year. Well, Jeff, I didn't have a lot of success on, say, for instance, direct mail in 2020, but I just started it in the third quarter and I'm starting to get some good results with it. All right, well, what are you sending out? How could we double down? How could we increase the amount that we send? Maybe we have to increase the spend. We have to go with a bigger postcard. How could we double down on that source that you're starting to have some great results with? So it doesn't always have to be your first source of business, meaning your strongest source of business. It can be something that's what I would maybe consider an up and coming source of business. So everyone each year should identify one source to double down on. That's number one. Number two, everyone should also identify a source to eliminate. Identify a source to eliminate. Why is that? Well, because watch this. In order to have more resources, which is either the effort, aka time, the skills, all right, or the money, we need to take away from one and put it towards the other. So in most cases, I can't double down on, I'll just use the open houses for instance. I can't double down on, I can't do more 36 open houses without eliminating something else in my schedule. So I might have to eliminate the direct mail that I'm spending a lot of money and time on that's not getting me any results. So that way I have more time to focus on open houses. So what's interesting is you could also use open houses as an example of a source to eliminate. I'm coaching an agent. Let's say they did 24 open houses last year or this year, should I say, and they had one or two sales to show for it. You spent 24 Saturdays or Sundays holding an open house, preparing for an open house, getting ready for the open house, sitting in an open house, talking to people, and you have one or two sales to show for it, probably a source to eliminate. Why would I do that? Well, number one, I'm not getting a good ROI on my time. But number two, I need to find more time available to go focus on a source that I am having results with, that I am having success with. So that is the annual double down and elimination activity you should do each and every year.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify, and subscribe today. Join us next week to hear the second part of Jeff's 2021 business plan. See you next time.